Miles, what did you think about the pressure y'all were able to get on Rosen and how it contributed to some of the interceptions he threw?
I mean, it definitely contributed. He was trying to force some throws, and that's, you know, that was the game plan, try to get him off his rock, try to make him run, see if he can throw on a run, see if he can throw on the pressure, and we just did our job.
Left side front, Zach.
Miles, a little on along those lines in the running game, how well do you feel like you guys performed as far as stopping the running game or containing it?
I mean, we had a couple, you know, like problems executing, you know, a couple drives where we let a 10-15 yard run just slip out of there. But other than that, we stayed pretty stout.
Right here in front, Christy.
What did you think about the way the team came together after they made that big comeback for y'all to be able to win there in the end?
I mean, that's what it's all about. When adversity hits, what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, bicker and whine that, you know, they finally, you know, got it clicking and they came back, or are you going to stand together and, you know, push through? We showed that.
The right side, Gabe, and then we'll go to the back, Lee.
Miles, you guys have had trouble winning big games at home since you've gotten to Texas A&M. What could this do for this team moving forward?
No, just add some more momentum. I mean, you try to prepare for every game, you know, like it's the same, but you know when, you know, one game is bigger than the other, and this was a big game that we won here on our field, and we're going to take it in stride and keep on moving and keep on executing.
Standing in the back, Lee.
Hey, Miles, in a game like that where there's so many twists and turns and you guys had a lead and then lost it, is it more of an excitement feeling at the end, or is it more of just a sigh of relief that you got out of there with the W?
A little bit of both. You look into your buddy on the side and you're like, just please make the field goal, or can you finally get on the break the plane when you're on the 1 yard line? But really, you're trying to, you're thinking about trying to get off the field, trying to make that play for the offense. But you're also thinking, you know, if they get back on the field, I got to do my job. I got to make the play. And you know, if they can't do it, then heck, we'll make the stop. And they got another chance. They'll get it done.
On the right side, Brent, and then Colin will wrap us up.
Was curious if Rosen said anything to you along the way on any of the plays or anything.
He didn't say anything. I mean, we didn't have any chit-chat or no trash talk. I just knew I was going to be in his face a lot.
Colin on the left side, far left, will wrap us up.
I think everyone has recognized that you guys all feel like you have some things to work on this week, but do you feel like you guys would have won that game last year? And does this maybe show, the fact that you did, does that show a difference between last year's team and this year's team?
No clue. I mean, you never know. We came out hot last year. And I mean, this year we got another big win on our belt to start off the season. So, I mean, hopefully we've gotten better and this game shows it. But that to determine whether we've gotten better from last year, that takes, you know, consistent winning.